Britain says there's a contingency plan for Caribbean bananas if a trade regime is not in place by year-end. Guyana's former Prime Minister, Hamilton Green, is dropped from Desmond Hoyt's parliamentary team. And Cuba gets United Nations support against a United States trade embargo. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The British government says it has a workable interim solution to protect Caribbean banana exports if the European market collapses after January 1, 1993. A brief statement to that effect was made last night in the House of Lords by Baroness Chawker, the British Overseas Development Minister. She was speaking in the first ever debate on the Caribbean to be staged in the Lords. 12 peers representing Britain's three main political parties made impassioned pleas on behalf of Caribbean banana producers in general and Windward Island producers in particular. Among the 12 was Lord Glenconner, better known in Mustique and St. Lucia as hotelier Colin Tennant. He charted the decline in the Caribbean's agricultural base, the very evidence of which he carried on his back.